This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, bear attacks, the dangers of getting too close to nature. But first, China is making final preparations for its first manned, and possibly womaned, space flight. Officials say the launch could come any time in the next 3 months. In the wake of the Shuttle Columbia disaster and after numerous reports finding space travel to be unsafe and unnecessary, why are countries still clamoring to put people into space? Joining us to talk about the wild black yonder is Science Friday's Ira Flatow. Hi.
Hi there.
So why send humans, men, women, or otherwise, into space?
Well, because there's an opportunity now, and there are two reasons. One is if you want to show that you're becoming one of the big players in the world, you do this sort of thing. And the other reason is because there's now sort of a vacuum in delivering payloads into space, and there's money to be made there. So you try to do that. I think in the Chinese case, you're right. We don't know who the astronaut, the cosmonaut, the taikonaut, as the Chinese call themselves. Get ready to say, can you say taikonaut?
Taikonaut.
Because you're going to have to get ready to say that phrase, because they seem to be very ambitious. We don't know the exact date of this launch. It could be next week. It could be the next month. They're keeping this very secret. But they plan on putting a person in orbit, probably just for a few orbits, maybe up to a day, to enter the space race, to be the third country that would actually put people in space. But they have even greater ambitions, because they say that they may want to go to the moon next and send a person to the moon and possibly beyond. So they view this as an opportunity to show that they have, so to speak, come of age, in the world.
Hmm.
And one way to do that is to spend a lot of money on going into space.
Well, yeah, and while we're saying, oh, we've done it, we're over it,
yeah,
and we don't want to do it anymore.
Meanwhile, the European Space Agency already in September launched its own, what it calls this SMART-1, the Small Missions for Advanced Research and Technology. They, as we speak, there is a small little size of about 1 cubic foot spacecraft with big solar panels on it that is orbiting the Earth and making giant loops, getting further and further away, making these loops headed toward the moon. And this is a test bed for what's called an ion propulsion engine. It's a tiny little engine that the thrust is so small, it's equivalent to a postcard sitting on your hand. That's how much it pushes at any one time. But it pushes for so many days and months at a time that it gradually builds up speed. The U.S. tested out one of these when it sent very successfully a rocket to an asteroid to do some research on it. But the European Space Agency now also says we're sending this to go to the moon. The moon, again, is very popular. It's a hot spot.
Kind of retro chic there.
Well, you know what Arthur C. Clarke said many years ago when Neil Armstrong landed on the moon, and years later, and they asked him, what was the most amazing thing about, men landing on the moon? And he says that it was that we could go there and not go back. And so that other countries are taking advantage of this whole idea.
So what is this European probe looking for?
Well, it's going to study the minerals on the moon. It's really actually, when you go there, you have to do something. So they're really trying to test out this new ion engine, which basically uses solar energy, giant solar panels, takes the sun's light and converts it into rocket fuel and using ions, a small amount of fuel that accelerates these things through a magnetic field and shoots it out the back. But they're going there to look for the minerals, what the moon is made of, and try to decide where the moon came from, because, there's a controversy. How did the moon get there? Was it captured by the Earth as some big rock that came by? Or is it a product of something of a collision with the Earth that spewed out this giant rock? And I think the current theory is that it's the result of a collision. So they're going to go there and investigate that. But it really is a way of testing out this new engine, because this could be the rocket engine of the future.
Ira, thank you so much.
You're welcome. See you on the moon.
To the moon. Ira Flatow is the host of NPR Science Friday. He joins us each week from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.